Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 6, verses 47 and 48. Jesus said, "I'll show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It's like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it's well built." The foundations of a building are not a luxury. If you've ever purchased a house, you'll almost certainly have had a building survey carried out. Part of this process would be to ensure that the foundations were solid. Subsidence is no laughing matter. The recent hot summers have caused problems for many, as loss of moisture in the soil has caused it to contract, damaging foundations. It's always important to find out what's happening underneath the building. Jesus used the illustration of a building's foundation as the punchline of his sermon. He pointed out that in good weather, all houses look the same. It doesn't matter whether they're built on rock or sand. But when the storm comes, you definitely notice the difference. The house built on rock stands confidently and securely, while the one that was foolishly built on sand gets swept away by the storm. It's just the same in life. When everything's going smoothly, you cannot easily tell the difference between those who have a strong Christian faith and those who haven't. But when the person has an accident, becomes disabled, faces death, or financial ruin, suddenly the truth is revealed. Their lack of foundations is clear for all to see. Life's foundations are important. Just like in a building, it's not an issue that can be delayed. We need to know that our lives are firmly established on rock that will not move anywhere in the storms of life. Jesus said that his words form that solid foundation. As we build our daily lives on his teaching, we can be confident that we'll be secure whatever challenges life might throw at us. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, help us to keep building on the firm foundations of your teaching. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.